80 years old and still a stud.
Yeah, man.
Aaron Gibson, you might have seen him on The Voice on NBC. He's on Team Miley Cyrus, that is. Extremely talented musician, Atlanta guy. He's going to join us in studio next. It's Bailey and Southside Rock 100.5. The Voice on NBC, Mondays and Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock. Extremely highly rated show. If you watch it, one of those shows for me, at least it's like I'll forget that it's on, but when I see it, I stop and I watch it. And I know for this year, I was definitely watching because it's always cool when you find out you got a local person on there and you want to know, like, oh, have I seen this person, you know, perform at any clubs or maybe come to the radio station or heard on the radio? And then we find out that Aaron Gibson, who is on this season of The Voice and now advances on to the next stage, he's on Team Miley Cyrus, does a fantastic stripped-down version of R.E.M.'s Losing My Religion. He's listens to the station, listens to the show, and then wants to come on. I was like, oh, this is fantastic.
I'll sign an autograph for you later. I'm glad you're in here, though.
So we welcome Aaron Gibson in with us. How are you? Good morning, man.
Oh, good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
You're excited? What are you more excited about, being on this show or The Voice?
Oh, man, it's pretty
it's hard
close.
To say, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's like a toss a coin for that one. But
You're doing a great job. I before even getting into your talent, I just want to say Miley Cyrus on this show. And I know that you can't say anything negative, but I think we would be remiss if we didn't say she's a pain in the ass.
Oh, I like her.
I like her a
Do you?
Lot.
I think I, she's I a pain in the ass. She's nice over the things. Top. I'm like, shut up, Miley. Just shut up. Take it down a notch.
I think she actually brings some type of entertainment to the show.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So go to the beginning.
Boy,
Aaron,
don't I feel silly.
You've been in Atlanta for a while. You've been doing gigs. You got your own thing going, the Aaron Gibson Trio.
Yes, sir.
And so you what? Find out there's a local audition? Is that how it all started?
It was very spur of the moment, to be honest. It was at the end of last year, December. It was after Christmas. I was kind of reevaluating some stuff in my life and my roommate.
Like, what am I going to do?
Yeah, no, I was definitely quarter life crisis kind of moment.
Quarter life crisis.
I'm 25, man. Yeah. Where does it go from here?
And my roommate at the time was like, he was watching The Voice, like reruns on Hulu or whatever, and he was like, you should try out. And at the time, it sounded like a fair thing to do. And so I looked, and then the next audition was about two and a half, three weeks away. It was in mid January, and it was in Memphis. And it was like a Saturday, so I didn't have to take off work or anything like that. I just like left off, you know, that Friday beforehand, drove to Memphis, stayed the night, woke up, you know, crack of dawn, and stood in line for like 4 hours. And
that's the part crazy. That I would hate. Like any audition for any of this stuff, these reality shows, is which you had 4 or 5 hours to wait, and you might not get it. What song did you do when you went in?
I went in there. Oh gosh, it was Last Request by Paolo Nutini, and the producer didn't know what song that was.
I don't know what that is.
Do I you? Don't either.
Yeah. What's Paolo Nutini?
He's like a Scottish kind of like blue-eyed soul singer.
Do you have to sing it like that?
No, he's...
It was good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, it was... I like the song. It got a little bit of radio play back in the early 2000s.
God,
but,
I don't know. Give us music!
Brandy, yeah. can you find a song that we're looking for so we can hear some Paolo Nutini?
Yeah, he's really good. But he didn't like the song. And so, like, you're there with 10 other people. He picked one other person with me, and he's like, you're
through.
Here
it is. Oh, here it is. Let's hear it. Oh my God, it sounds great.
You went with this?
It's in my range.
Your
well.
Repertoire?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good song and all, but don't you want to go with something that's kind of...
I don't know. Don't you think obscure is kind of cool, where you don't try to compare yourself to a well-known artist? Maybe?
Eh. I think I'm going AC/DC.
With your voice, yes.
Or Poison.
I'm on the...
Well, that's the crazy part. When you stand in line, there's people like getting all their songs ready. You hear everything, and there are people that really go and audition with everything.
Wow!
So. Do you hear some really bad ones?
Like you don't have a chance. You need to get out. I'm going to kick your ass.
Don't quit your day job. Thank God it's a Saturday,
dude. Leave the line.
Yeah, no. If I've learned anything in my small amount of time gigging, is like you might not think somebody's voice sounds great, but there's always somebody that will listen. Like you could sound like cats on
Nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, nails on a chalkboard to me, and somebody else will be like, you're the most amazing singer. So I try not to judge anymore.
Well, how honored you have to be. When they were fighting over you, because I didn't see the episode where you were picked by Miley, who all wanted you?
I got everybody but Adam. So it was Miley, Alicia, and Blake.
And why did you choose Miley?
So, I mean, everything's edited down for time. So you get like 30 seconds of what is really like a, you know, 10-minute ordeal. And she, you know, she fought hard for me. She said all the right things. And, you know, as a musician, you're lucky enough to get one seat, you know, to turn.
But you wanted Adam, I bet.
I actually did.
Read that.
Well,
that's
he's been a big influence on me as a musician. You know, Maroon 5, that was definitely like as a kid growing up, that was always on the radio. So it would have been like super awesome to get to work with him. But like, I'm beyond thrilled to work with Miley. She's awesome.
Aaron Gibson, yeah. Local guy on The Voice in studio with us right now. We'll play a little bit of his.
I love Wrecking Ball, by the way. I do love that
Losing
song.
My Religion from The Voice here in a second. With all due respect, Aaron, I think that the process of picking the judges is rigged. I said this last night to Rachel, my wife. I go, you know, because they did the recap of all you guys last night, and there were some of these. Look, if you're going to profile the different people on The Voice, you've got Adam Levine from Maroon 5. He's the quote unquote rocker. And then you've got Miley Cyrus. She's the crazy pop star.
I shave my head. I show nudity.
And then you've got Alicia Keys, who, of course, a fantastic artist and just soul, R&B, that kind of vibe. I mean, I love Alicia Keys. Then you got
Blake
Shelton, right?
I mean, that's great country artist, good dude.
There's no way on God's green earth that if you are a country artist and you go on The Voice, you're going to pick Alicia Keys. It's just not happening.
Yeah.
Right?
I wouldn't.
Well, not necessarily. It all kind of comes down to what the coaches sell to you when, you know, they're giving their pitch, you know, why you should be on their team. As a country artist, if you're on Blake's team, you're going up against probably a bunch of other country artists, and that's more opportunity for you to get eliminated.
But with that Scottish tune I just heard, which sounds like a beautiful song. I just heard just a clip of it. I definitely want to hear it later. It inspired you. It must be pretty awesome. But you did R.E.M.
Yeah.
So you're definitely, as Bailey put it, you did not get the coach. You probably wanted Adam. Adam's more of your wheelhouse. Miley, I think, can do a little bit of anything she wants to do. She's obviously pop country. You know, her dad's a cheese ball, so she's all over the place. But, yeah, Blake wouldn't work for you at all, and he's right. Alicia Keys wouldn't work.
Listen to Aaron Gibson here on The Voice. This is the song that he did, and when he all the chairs turn around, except for Adams, right? Adam Levine.
The one you wanted.
Please.
Oh, life is bigger. It's bigger than you, and you not me. Legs that I will go to.
Wow.
Distance in your eyes. Oh no, I said too much. I said it up. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up with you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I said too much.
Hand on the button. Come on, come on, Blake. Come on, Blake. Come on, Blake.
Is that your mom and dad?
Yeah.
All right, so here's my question for you.
Why didn't Adam turn on that?
So why they edit it? At NBC, I've always questioned the way they edit their television shows. The Voice is probably better than most, but when you're up there performing, and it's a small studio audience, right? Yeah. A couple hundred people.
Yeah, about 500.
Okay, and then you've got the four judges' chairs there, Aaron. Is it loud? Does that noise come through, or is that post-production stuff?
Yeah, so it is very loud in the room itself. It's very compressed for TV audio.
Yeah.
Like being in that room is very, it's a studio, so it's just like It's big. There's a big PA system, you know.
Intimidating, probably. A little bit.
Oh, you hear everything. Yeah. Like, you hear everything.
And then when you're not seeing them, you're seeing other contestants go out there. You've seen the show before, and you've seen the chairs turn around on the first note, and you've already gotten through a couple verses, and you're seeing the chairs not. Did it really take that long, or is that for TV?
No, that really, that is the appropriate time. Like, they don't edit it to kind of make it seem like that. It's pretty true to reality. They give different angles and everything to make it a little bit more dramatic, but
you know yourself, you're like, because I think any of us, we've all been on stages and stuff, and I know when I'm killing, you know, a crowd, regardless of the response I get, is that the way you felt? Shut up, y'all. You know, no, I'm talking about you being funny. You know when you're up and you're doing something really cool.
You know when you're killing it.
You're killing it. No, but you're killing it. You didn't worry about what anybody else thought, did you? You're like, I know I'm awesome.
No, I will tell you, I kind of blacked out for that. I don't know what was going on in my mind. I just knew, like, don't forget the lyrics. Don't forget
y'all,
the lyrics.
I've seen a million faces. Like, you know, you're going to catch up with me one day and see as many faces as I have.
Oh, well, you can always be so lucky, Steve.
Yeah. No, but I got to tell you, you are talented as hell. I love that version of R.E.M. I'm blown away by it.
I got to be honest with you. I like that better than actually the R.E.M. version.
I do too.
I don't know about that, but thank you.
Oh, we wouldn't want to take a shot there, but my God, that I think they would be blown away by it.
All right, hang out. More questions for you, Aaron. And, you know, many of us are thinking, like, well, is he going to perform with you guys? The answer to that is no, but there's a reason. It's not because Aaron's a bad person, but there is a reason, and it's a valid reason. I've seen this happen before.
He has a hernia.
He's got a pinched nerve in his back.
Has hemorrhoids, and he can't sing.
Atlanta's very own Aaron Gibson on The Voice, Monday and Tuesdays, 8 o'clock, NBC. Hang out. It's Bailey and Southside Rock, 100.5. We've got Atlanta's Aaron Gibson, who you might have seen on The Voice. He's made it to, I don't know, what do they call this round? The next round?
The battle rounds.
The battle rounds. Yeah. Where he's on Team Miley Cyrus, Monday and Tuesdays, 8 o'clock, NBC. So what did I see last night? I took a pain pill and went to bed around 9. So I saw the first hour where they did a recap. Was there another hour? Did I miss something?
Yeah, they gave you a little sneak peek of some of the battles to look forward to. You might have seen like a few seconds of mine and Soraya. She's going to be the one I'll be battling for this next round.
Oh, you've already done it, right? It's already okay, so and she's on what team?
She's also on Team Miley. So this is all inner team.
Inner team battles, and then there's a winner, and then the one person no longer on the show, and the next person moves on.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So you become a winner for Miley if you win it all, and then you compete against the winners of the other people.
Careful what you say here.
Well, yeah, so...
I don't want to give anything away,
That's the process. You go to battles. If you win battles, then you go to knockouts. If you win knockouts, then you go to live.
Okay. And it's crazy the rules that, you know, the networks put on these guys. I understand it. I get it. You know, because I was expecting Aaron to come in and, you know, with a guitar and sing. And unfortunately, you can't because you have to keep all that stuff. Even, you know, if you're doing gigs with your band and whatnot, you have to get it cleared through NBC. And then that's just how it works. Totally understand. Get it. Not bashing it by no stretching the imagination.
Yeah, you're currently working with them. Makes sense.
But wow. I mean, that's some. I mean, how does that feel? You go from just an everyday dude, then you're on television, then you're kind of a big deal. And now you're making it to the next rounds, and then you can't do anything unless you ask somebody. A little constrictive, huh?
Yeah, it's. I like being my own boss, and so having to ask somebody else, hey, can I go?
You're getting pissed off, aren't you?
No,
you're mad.
It's good. It's all for the good, you know. So I respect the process.
What's your trio? What's your band?
So I have a band, the Aaron Gibson Trio. It's named after me because I'm a narcissist.
Okay, that's okay. Bailey and Southside, you're dealing with two of them too. Tell me this much: the guys in your trio, they're excited because now your people are recognizing you. So I'm sure they're like, "Hey, buddy, we're gonna make it."
Yeah. It's definitely, they've been very, very supportive, and to be honest, it's kind of killed our year. We formed at the beginning of the year, we got an EP out, and, you know, we're starting to gig out. We played the Masquerades, Missile Bar, you know, like the local, you know, joints, and then unfortunately, it's slowed down for this, but it's all for the good.
Here's one of your original songs, because you might have actually heard some of Aaron's stuff. So here's one of, I guess our sister station plays some of your stuff.
Yeah, 99X picked us up for...
Okay.
So here's, what's this called? Do you know what it's called?
This is from a live performance. It's called Magic Show.
All right, Magic Show.
Oh, no. That's what, like, what? That's old.
You don't want to play that one? No, cut.
Can you clear this with me first?
Give me another one.
I'll be the one. It'll be by the trio. That's an old, that was old solo stuff. If we're going to do the trio, we got to do it right.
Okay,
right.
So why, just out of curiosity, why she finds that, why wouldn't you want that song?
It's just me and a guitar. and it's old. And to be honest, I don't know if it's good or not. So.
Wow. You want us to be the judge?
Yeah, let us be the judge of it.
I'll Be the One?
Yeah, I'll Be the One is definitely the track that 99X picked up for us.
So they're playing several of your songs, it looks like.
Yeah, potentially. I don't know if they're picking up Magic Show. I didn't
it's good
that.
When you don't know, bro. Yeah. You're big.
This is I'll Be the One.
Yeah.
Where I'm gonna break you down, chip away your walls of stone.
Well, you get Dave Matthews a lot.
Swear you won't let me
yeah,
in.
I bet you do.
Swear I won't let you go. Swear I won't let you go.
This is fantastic.
No,
this is my music. I'm a fan. He's not a Dave Matthews guy.
I can't stand Dave Matthews. I really can't. I don't even want to hear that crap.
He doesn't like you, Aaron.
No. But I got to tell
you. Don't
you,
ask him to officiate a wedding.
No. We're getting to that because I've got something for you. Your R.E.M. cover and listening to you, I actually, and I swear on a stack of Bibles, if we had them, you're better to me than Dave Matthews. I like you better. I like the rhythms better. It doesn't sound as folky and as funky. It's got a little bit of hip to it.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah, I just think your rhythm's better.
Well, thank you.
And as far as the voice goes, you know, you kind of stand out from all the contestants that I've heard. And oddly enough, you know, I would think that there would be more of the artists like you are on The Voice than there are right now. But a lot of country. It's a hot format. A lot of
Very
R&B,
hot.
A lot of soul stuff. So you do stand out, which is great. I mean, there's only a couple people in your genre.
I think that the format of the show, it kind of lends itself to more pop and country, because that's like what's popular,
like
right
your
now.
R.E.M. cover again, those covers, like I remember watching American Idol, and it's between American Idol and The Voice. Now it's just The Voice, and it is a great place for artists, people with talent to get spotted and get out there and start making, you know, huge stars of themselves. But anytime somebody did like a Michael Jackson cover or any covers, it's so cool when you put your spin on it. I love seeing that, and I think you just nailed the R.E.M. thing. I still can't get that one. I would love to have that playing in my car.
Well, the good news is it's available on iTunes.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it. So iTunes,
yeah,
under your name.
Actually, if you do, it should pop up if you try Aaron Gibson. But just Sure Shot is type in The Voice.
So when we see this battle round and you go up against somebody else on your team, okay, winner moves on, loser goes home, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us what you're singing, or do they give you a song?
They give you the song. I don't know. You'll probably want to tune in to find out.
Nicely done.
Well done, sir. And how often do you meet with Miley?
Because
Miley Cyrus being your coach.
Yeah, so she has been very gracious with her schedule for all this. Like, this is her main gig for the time being, whereas, like, you know, Maroon 5, Adam's got the kid and the tour, and, you know, they're all working.
Blake's going through divorces and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
She's actually...
Alicia Keys is hiding stuff in that thing on her head.
You know there's stuff in there.
Secrets.
Go ahead.
No, but anyway, like, she's been above and beyond, like, meeting with our team. She's met with us probably twice as much as she's, like, supposed to, I guess.
Do they schedule the meeting, or can you call somebody? That obviously you don't have her cell phone, you're not texting back and forth.
No, it's very regulated. It's all, you know, very supervised and filmed and everything like that. But she's made herself more available than any other coach, and so we've gotten to meet with her quite a bit, and she's been very, very helpful and supportive.
So how does that work? You walk into a room, she comes in. Is she a little bit more toned down when she comes in than, you know, the act on TV?
She doesn't stick her tongue out or do anything weird and take, like, selfies whole time.
She's a larger-than-life character on or off the screen. So, mm-hmm. She's definitely, you know, she's totally in it for the music. She's very, you know, she's paying attention, and she's literally giving direct feedback. It's really cool.
What does that mean, Brandy? Twitter requests Magic Show.
They're requesting his song Magic Show. They told us not to play. People on Twitter are saying they love the song and they want to hear it.
You don't like Magic Show? Is that another one of your old ones?
You can go for it.
is that an old one?
It's an old song. Go for it.
Hey, can you do a wedding for me on Sunday in Kennesaw? Because you live in Kennesaw. To show up and play a song? That would really put me over the top. I was supposed to be there to be the preacher, and I can't make it.
If you can get that cleared by NBC, I'll be there.
Good God. Get in. NBC on the horn, Nathans.
I want to hear Magic Show. It made such a big deal.
Let's hear it.
Oh, this is a live record. Like, well, let me just help you and jump into the rescue and save us from all the digits that could never ask for it. No, 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 no. So why did you make it so complicated? Why did it have to be tragic, so tragic? Why did you come in?
Just with you by yourself at the trail.
I think this was, because I can't see where you're pulling this from. It sounds like a show I did at Eddie's Attic. Like,
yeah, it's from your
ago.
Website. It's a show at Eddie's Attic.
Okay.
Yeah,
we got this off MySpace.
Okay.
It's old, really. Dude, you got to understand, you're in a room full of people that can't carry a tone, you know, like got no melody. That's fantastic. I know the audio quality is bad. That's probably why you didn't want to do it, but that's a good song, man.
Oh, I appreciate that.
You know, it's funny because artists, when there's certain music that they don't like, even bands that have gotten a lot of success, I could name a few that go back and to their first album that they don't want to play. They don't play. They don't have it in their set list because they hate the song. You know what I mean? So I get it. It's okay. We won't play it again.
You write your songs.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm awesome. I'm all about the songwriting aspect of it. That's like very important to me. So got to write.
So we'll find out what's next for you, Aaron, on Monday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's, you're going to let it, either way, will you call us? And just say,
can we talk and meet again?
Absolutely. No,
we fist bumped like 8 times.
Yeah,
today.
No, this is my first radio show. I want to be back.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, no.
This is your station out in Atlanta. Screw everybody else.
Yeah, there you go. First dibs.
Damn right.
All right. So, so we'll have you back on Monday, or I'm sorry, Tuesday. Tuesday after the Monday show.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see that. AaronGibsonMusic.com on, what's that, Facebook at Aaron Gibson Trio Music?
Facebook? Yeah, that's the band. Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Boom.
Thank you, brother. Good luck to you.
Thank